The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Word of God be on my mind, on my lips, in my heart. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia.
The words of the Gospel sound a little gruesome, don't they? It's sort of easy to understand how some other Christian traditions, and certainly many other religious traditions around the world, think of us as superstitious cannibals. That's not the case. We could do a whole class on that, but not now, not today. We're here for the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, the formal title for today. It is quite a title. It demands serious attention if we are serious about trying to live as followers of Jesus. The feast was introduced a few hundred years ago to emphasize the church's understanding about the presence of the risen Jesus in the sacrament of the Eucharist. That understanding is this: his presence is real. It is mystical, and it is complete. It was introduced, this feast, at a time much like the very materialistic time we are in right now, when it was very popular to view the Eucharist as merely symbolic rather than as truly significant and actually effective. Now, our scripture today gives us some lovely nuances into what the church is trying to tell us. In Deuteronomy, we heard Moses reminding the Israelites of how God was completely faithful in caring for the community as they bumped around the desert for 40 years. Remember, he tells them, do not forget, he demands. You thought you would starve. You thought you would die of thirst. But the Lord provided what you needed to continue your daily journey daily. It was food you had never seen, never thought of. As Marshall was reading those words, I thought, when Moses said, food your fathers never imagined, I thought, yeah, I feel that way about chorizo. My dad never thought of it. but boy, do I love it. Anyway, food they never could have imagined. You know, the word manna translates basically as, what the heck is this? That's what the word means. Now, we're in the season, you and I, right now, today, when fear of dying of thirst in a hot desert is pretty easy to relate to. Don't raise your hands. Just a small question. Who's here today, right now, mostly for the air conditioning? Don't raise your hands. It'll make us sad up here. The lesson, seriously, the lesson is God provides what we need as long as we remain on the journey. Don't forget that. This is a feast of remembrance. And on this day, we are also reminded that we receive this sacrament precisely so that we can be conformed more closely with Christ. Conformed, become like. We ingest this mystical yet very real presence of Christ in physical form. That's a tremendously intimate act, isn't it? We ingest this in order that we might become more effective instruments in our bodies of divine love and mercy for others. Hence the name, as Father Chris mentioned at the very beginning, hence the name of this parish, Corpus Christi. When we take this name, we are making a very bold claim. We are saying that we recognize our call to become the physical continuation of Jesus' ministry in a broken, suffering world. And in the very short second reading from Paul, we get a reminder of this. Paul uses the word participation. When we drink this cup, it is a participation in the blood of Christ. When we break this bread, it is a participation in the body of Christ. We are participating. We are to participate in the blood that was fully poured out and the body that was given up humbly and completely. So this is also a feast of recommitment to our own mission. The movement that extends through history is one you are part of today. It extends from the Israelites wandering for 40 years in the desert to the communion procession we will make together just in a few minutes. That movement is consistent, it is trustworthy, and it is uplifting. And most of all, it is for a purpose. We are sustained, healed, comforted, consoled by this grace in this moment for our next journey days, so that we might have the strength to sustain, to heal, to comfort, and to console others on their journey in the next days. It's a fine, fine feast indeed.